think it's time to ban the word enough. 'Cause every time I say that word, I just don't measure up. And even if my heels are high and I'm reaching up toward the sky, enough's demanding one more try. So how about a ban the world wide? Lately I'm reflecting in the mirror. What I see just can't be me. My hair is getting thinner. I've been making up with bronzer, with the fact that I'm not younger, hoping that I'll pass for hot enough. Think it's time to ban the word enough. 'Cause every time I say that word, I just don't measure up. And even if my heels are high and I'm reaching up toward that sky, enough's demanding one more try.
You have a great official video on YouTube for a song without a name.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that song and the making of that video.
That was so funny. So the song without a name was kind of like a joke, right? And it was funny. It's like, let's just get rid of this word enough, because it just is just tying us down. And I had done some work out in Holden with my first music video for You Didn't Make Me. And I wanted to include the kids in the community. They've got a great theater group out there. And so I just kind of took it to the kids and I said, guys, like, when do you not feel enough? Like, what are those circumstances when you feel bad and you can't get things going? And so that's where the sort of the scenes from the movie came, were situations where the kids, you know, said, this is when I feel like I'm not good enough. And we just wanted to kind of combat that idea. 'Cause really the takeaway from the song is, do it anyways. Because maybe through working at it, you will develop. And even if you're not the greatest at something, do it anyways. You know, find joy and confidence in oneself. So that was really cool to kind of collaborate with the kids. And they even made me a blanket that I kind of often stand on when I'm singing. And I said, if you know how you, like, am I good enough? I said, take it from a question and make it into a statement. And then get rid of the word enough. So on this little blanket, it says, you are amazing.
Uh-huh.
You are kind, you know, and they came up with that. So that was so cool to see that as a 36-year-old woman, I have the same struggles that a 10-year-old does. It's a very universal thing, except for me, it's sometimes on the stage, and for them, it's sometimes on the basketball court. So it just made me feel like the song really did what it was meant to do, which is speak to an experience that is shared.
Your lyrics are so relatable. When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing or when you're up on a stage or recording?
Probably when I'm writing. That's probably the most comfortable place for me. I love being on the stage. Recording is challenging because you're like, I want this to be perfect. And it's, you know, I've only got this moment. But I love the stage too, because I feel like when I'm writing, it's, you know, I'm in a little bit of a cocoon. But then to go out and see how that song touches another person, that's the whole point of it. Because to me, it's like music's not a mirror, it's a window, right? Like if I can't see through that window and touch somebody, then it becomes kind of indulgent. So I try to really enjoy both aspects of it.
Can you tell me about one show that you've performed that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
For sure. I did a showcase last June, the True North Showcase. And it was the first time I was kind of called out of the blue. It was Catavella Entertainment Group out of Calgary that put it on. And I was kind of called out of the blue to go do a showcase. And I thought, oh, cool. People want to hear my stuff. And that's great. I'm really excited about this. And it was just an acoustic showcase. Myself and my guitar player went, and everybody was playing either solo or duo. And I remember just sitting on that stage and I almost started to cry. My guitar player looked at me and goes, are you okay? Like, are you nervous? Or like, what's going on with you? And I'm like, this is the farthest I've ever been. And he just kind of looked at me and I'm like, you know, sometimes you don't recognize that moment till it's you're past it. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, I was kind of sitting in awe of the other artists and just like amazed that I was on the stage with people I found to be so incredible. And I just knew that that was a really important step for me. And so it really kind of stuck out. And like I said, sometimes you just get past it and then you go, oh, that was great. But I was in the moment going, this is it. So that was a really interesting lesson on being present and being appreciative.
You've had a stint as a Via Rail artist on board. You've won a Story Hive Music Video Award and been nominated for Edmonton Music Awards. Your music has charted on Earshot and received extensive radio play, including on CBC and Sirius XM. And one of your songs was picked up by Air Canada as well. Of all your musical accomplishments so far, which one makes you the most proud?
I think for me, this is going to sound, you know, it's kind of a personal, it's not really the accolades, but just like my kids, like when they identify a song as theirs, because I, you know, I'll tell them like, I write this song and like, you know, Inner Glow is for my son, Austin, for example. And like, just knowing that they have their song and that it's been heard by other people and what that does for them in feeling recognized, I think that's always proud. Like if I can hear, you know, I've heard Inner Glow on the radio and my boy's been in the car and it's like, okay, that's a full circle moment for me, because it's not only the professional accomplishment, but it's that kind of private moment where something that I've made inspired by this actual person in the car is now being heard and appreciated by others.
What a wonderful experience that must be for your children.
They think it's great. And they're kind of funny about it because they're like, which song is about me? Because I've got two daughters and a son, right? And of course, they're always competing, right? Who's like, what's the tally between the girls and the boy? Which ones are mine? And they have very particular feedback on tunes. Like, because I'll be composing in the car and I'll be coming up with stuff and then recording it. And they're like, I like this, I don't like that. And it's quite funny to see them involved in the process, right? And for them to feel honored, I think, is anytime you honor somebody and they get to experience that, I think it's exceptional.
What's on the horizon for you over the next few months?
We'll be doing some shows at the Stampede and Klondike Days over the summer, which are our first. So it's kind of that furthest I've ever been moment. I've got a few of those this year, which is always exciting. And then I'll be doing a showcase or two, maybe. There's one that's confirmed over at the CCMAs, and I'm just waiting to hear back from a second. So I've never been to the CCMAs, so this will be another first, and that's in Hamilton this year. So I'm super excited about that. And I've got a couple new songs that I just am recording right now. So those will be slotted for release for another year or so, but there is new music on the horizon past the album. So,
fantastic. Do you have a website where we can keep track of those upcoming tour dates and new releases?
for sure, it is AndreaNixon.com.
I'd like to take us out with your brand new single, Million Miles Away. What can you tell me about that one?
That was all about missing my husband standing next to him, you know? So sometimes you feel like you just want that person to turn over and actually, like, to turn around and actually see you. And that was a bit of a, I was trying to get a message across to him through that song. And I thought other people could understand that. It's just, you know, being lonely when you're not quite alone. And something I think a lot of us struggle with.
So relatable. Andrea, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
There was a time when all I could do was sit on my hands to keep them from you. Wherever we were, sparks they flew. Nothing could stand. Sit on my hands to keep them from you.